You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone
with the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al and Brian.
You know, I just feel, ultimately, I feel most gutted for guys like Trent Williams, who doesn't have much longer left in his career. And let's be perfectly honest, you know, Christian McCaffrey probably doesn't have much longer in his career. I'm not saying that he's done next year, but, you know, he's a running back. And
2 years probably at this level. Anyway. Yeah. Yep.
And Deebo Samuel, who, you know, has a few years left on his contract, but gets really expensive starting next year. And the 49ers are probably going to look at that and go, I don't know that we can afford this. And
Armstead.
Armstead, who, you know, I think he has 1 year left on his deal.
Yep.
And, you know, outside of guys like, Nick Bosa, who just signed his deal, and Brandon Ayuk, who is likely going to sign a new deal this season, and Brock Purdy, who will eventually sign a new deal. You know, those are about the only three. And Fred Warner, who has a few years left on his deal. You know, that's the extent of the core who will likely be here in 2 years or more. And, it's just hard to think that you can make it back again next year. You know, the Chiefs are the exception to the rule, but the rule is that it's hard to make it here in the NFL. And unless you've got a generational talent at the quarterback position, like the Chiefs do in Patrick Mahomes, you know, it is even more difficult. And
where were you, sorry to interrupt you, but where were you on deferring? Taking the ball to start overtime. What did you think of that?
I agreed with that call because, again, the defense was on the field to end the game. And so you need to give your defense a rest. You know, I don't have a problem with that at all because, you know, you got to give your defense a blow. Otherwise, you know, if they deferred and the Chiefs took the ball, I think the Chiefs score a touchdown. I don't think it's a question. I don't even think there's a situation where the 49ers stop them. And it's because the defense is just, you know, gassed. And so I think that is the right call. And not only that, but it is your offense that has really carried this team throughout the season. And so you put the ball in their hands to win the game. And again, you can't win the game. You can't win the game with the new, with those new postseason rules where each team gets a possession regardless of whether the first team scores a touchdown or not. So you might as well put the ball in the hands of the one who brought you, right? And that is the offense. The offense led this team this year. And so put the ball in their hands and see if they can't score a touchdown, and then give your defense an opportunity to catch their breath and then try and stop the Chiefs from scoring a touchdown. And so again, the fact that they only were able to kick a field goal, I think hurt. But I don't disagree with that choice at all.
For me, it was like, on a level playing field, that I always want the defense to be out there first because I want to know what I need, right? Mm-hmm. In a situation like this, where if the Niners knew they needed seven, they're not kicking field goal. They're going to, obviously they're going to try to get a touchdown.
Sure.
But I'm making that decision again for my house. I'm not making a decision on the field knowing is my defense gassed. You know what I mean? That's the thing too. If the defense is gassed, you're like, shit, they need a breather. Like, I'm not putting them back out there.
Right.
And I trust my offense can go down and get seven, then okay. But in a level playing field, I probably, and I just, the way I feel too, it's like, and again, I'm just going through emotions here, like I'm not fucking saying one way or another. I don't want Mahomes to have the ball last. I don't ever want Mahomes to have the ball last. So I was kind of like, the defense was gassed anyway. They gave up a touchdown anyway. They hadn't stopped him in four drives anyway. So I was kind of like, I put him back out there. Maybe something bounces a different way. You know what I mean? But like, here's the thing. And I just, Spagnuolo and Reed adjusted throughout the game. The Niners were just fucking whooping the Chiefs the first three and a half quarters, just whooping them at both sides of the ball. But then it changed. Then they adjusted. And I don't know that the Niners didn't adjust. It just seemed like the Niners ran out of gas. And again, I'm going to go back to, because of the missed opportunities and because of the negative eight differential on special teams, that's why they lost.
Yeah.
So again, there's no answer to this. I don't think there's no
let's be perfectly honest. It's minus eight on special teams because of dumbass fucking luck. Like, let's be real. Like, that ball hit Daryl Luter in the foot.
Yeah,
like, Daryl Luter's fault. That is not the special team's fault. That is just dumbass luck that the Chiefs got, because ultimately, like, again, what is Luter supposed to do? Like, he didn't do anything incorrect, right? Like, he didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
And it just, that's the thing that we talk about. Like, you have to have luck to win the Super Bowl. And the 49ers did not have the luck that the Chiefs did. And it's just hard to, it's hard to fathom that the Chiefs have this luck year in and year out, and they just do. And it's just like, what do you do against that? Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What do you the amount of lucky things when you go back and think of the Patriots, and it's been that way for the Chiefs too. It's true. If you go through and look at their run, and again, I'm not, it's part of the game. Luck is part of the game. The Niners are here for some luck. But if you go through and look at the Patriots, all the wins that they had, whether it's a kick going out of bounds against the Panthers or that ball Brady should have got picked and it bounces off Tattleman's hands.
Or the fucking tuck rule.
The tuck rule. I mean, there's over and over and over again. The Patriots got lucky to win Super Bowls, and the Chiefs have too. It's a part of it. I get it. Shit, the Niners in Super Bowl 23. Remember how clutch Montana was? He threw an interception right into the, I forget who the player was, but right into the belly of a Bengals defender, and he dropped it. It's part of the game, and nobody remembers or gives a shit at the end of the day. They just remember if you won the game or not. So it is part of it, but. Yeah, again, so whether you want to say it was their special teams or luck on the special teams, it was still negative fucking, you know what I mean? That's right. A change of the game. So,
right.
But yeah, it just fucking sucks, man. Like, that's the only way to put it. It sucks. I can only imagine what fans are feeling right now. Again, like, I'm 45 years old, so I can hang my hat on. I was a kid in 88, 89, but I remember it. Mm-hmm. I was in high school in 94. I absolutely remember that. So you kind of have those things to hang on. But like, again, I can't stress it enough. The last 13 years, dude, it fucking sucks. It's either been heartbreak or the team sucks.
Yeah.
And like, it's been rough, man. And tonight was just one of the, you know what I did? So this is how stupid I am. So in 2000, I was just thinking like, where do I watch the games? So in 2019, if you watch our clips, I'm in my basement. I sit at my bar. I have a TV kind of forward here and a TV to my left. So in 2019, I watched the game here and they lost on the big TV. And I was like, where did I watch the game? I was just thinking 2013 last time I was downstairs watching the game because I watch it, you know, upstairs or whatever. And I watched it on my little TV. That was a game when against Seattle and they lost. So I said, okay, I'm going to have it on both TVs today. So I got like my little TV up here that's ahead of this TV over here. And I got it on both TVs and I'm going to keep it here. I'm not fucking turning anything off until like luck. And I had it on the whole time until that motherfucker threw the touchdown at the end. And then I was like, didn't matter. So next time, Brian, I don't know where I'm going to watch the game. Maybe I'll come to your house and watch the game. I don't know.
Yeah, I would say, I don't know, you know, in 2019 or 2020, you know, when the Super Bowl was, you know, we were at my buddy Tim's house. And so this year they came here. And again, you know, I've talked about it before, but if my team is in it, I don't want to be at a party. I don't want to be around a bunch of people. I just want, you know, if either I'm going to be by myself or I'm going to have my buddy Tim, who is, you know, I started this podcasting thing with him. You know, we had our own podcast going for a while before I got the opportunity to join you guys. And so that's who I watched the game with. And again, we watched it here at our house instead of at their house. And so both times now they've lost. And so, like you said, I don't know if they make it again. I don't know what my what my choice will be. But I don't know. Like I said, I feel for younger fans who have never seen a Super Bowl. You know, you mentioned you're 45. I'm 41. The Super Bowl I remember most is 94. When the 49ers absolutely put it on the San Diego Chargers. And you know, we are fans of a franchise that has won five, and there's only two teams that have won more than that, and that's the Steelers and the Patriots. And you know, this was our opportunity to join them with six, and we didn't get it done. But I mean, that's three now. You know, we were 5-0, and now we're 5-3, and that is hard to take. And like we said, you know, it's hard to get back here, and it's hard to be that competitive for that long. And I don't necessarily think that they won't be competitive next year. Again, I think they are going to largely run it back, and you know, they get a first round pick this year, which is nice. We haven't had that in a few years, and you know, they'll be able to add depth, and they were the best team in the NFC, and it's hard to think that they won't be one of the better teams in the NFC again. And, you know, we can run it back. And, you know, I've often wondered, like, what would you rather have? Would you rather have a team like the Rams who wins a Super Bowl once, right? And then has to tear it down because they went all in and they ruined their cap and all of that? Or would you rather have a team that competes each and every year and you experience some heartbreak, but at least each year you go into it knowing, hey, my team is going to be competitive? And I think I would prefer the latter. You know, I want to be able to go into each and every year going, listen, like, I know my team is talented enough that they have a shot to win the Super Bowl. And maybe that is naive because it just certainly feels like until Patrick Mahomes is done, like no team has an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. I don't know. Maybe at some point the Chiefs' luck is going to run out, because that's the other thing about the Chiefs is each and every year they've had significant injury luck. You know, they haven't. Patrick Mahomes hasn't suffered a season-ending injury, and Travis Kelce hasn't suffered a season-ending injury, and you know, I don't know.
That's the thing with the Niners. The Niners were pretty healthy this year.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, and that is something that we haven't necessarily experienced.